Hello ladies, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia and I will be reading for you today. Today is Friday, the 9th of October, which is the 21st of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. It is day 7 of Sukkot, which is also called Hoshana Rabbah. On this day in history, we can read that Jewish Messianic pioneer Rabbi Isaac Lichtenstein dies in year 5669, or 1908, Common Era. Isaac Lichtenstein was a Hungarian Orthodox rabbi that came to faith in Yeshua without denouncing Judaism or leaving his ministry as district rabbi. He wrote several books and articles that explain how faith in Yeshua is in harmony with Judaism. He eventually lost his ministry as district rabbi, but refused to give up his Jewish identity. This is also the day in history that Haggai prophesies concerning the glory of the Second Temple. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1. On the 21st of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. This is also the day that Messiah speaks of living water through the Spirit on the day of the water ceremony in the temple. John 7:37 through 39. Now, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Our first Torah portion for today is Deuteronomy 16, verse 4 through 8. But before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank him for his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. No chametz should be seen with you in all your territory for 7 days, and none of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day may be left overnight until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover offering within any of your gates that the Lord your God is giving you. Rather, at the place the Lord your God chooses to make his name dwell, there you will sacrifice the Passover offering in the evening at sunset, the time of your coming out from Egypt. You are to cook and eat it at the place the Lord your God chooses, then you will turn around in the morning and journey home. For 6 days you are to eat matzot. On the 7th day, there is to be a solemn gathering for the Lord your God. On it, you are to do no work. That was Deuteronomy 16, verse 4 through 8. Our next portion is also from the Torah, and it is Numbers 29, verse 26 through 34. On the 5th day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male 1-year-old lambs without defect, with their grain and drink offerings by their number as specified, and 1 goat for a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 6th day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, 1 year old, without defect, with the bulls, rams, and lambs, their grain and drink offerings according to those numbers specified, and 1 goat for a sin offering with the regular burnt offering and its grain and drink offerings. On the 7th day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs without defect, 1 year old, plus their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs according to the number specified, in addition to 1 male goat for a sin offering and the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. That was Numbers 29, verse 26 through 34. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Malachi chapters 3 and 4, or just chapter 3 if you have a Bible that follows the Hebrew verse counting. "Behold, I am sending my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. Suddenly he will come to his temple, the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant, the one whom you desire. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, or who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire, and like soap for cleaning raw wool. And he will sit as a smelter or a purifier of silver, and he will cleanse the sons of Levi, and purify them like gold or silver. Then they will become for the Lord those who present an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Yehudah and Yerushalayim will be pleasing to the Lord, as in days of antiquity and years of old. Then I will draw near to you in judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, those who extort a worker's wage, or oppress the widow or an orphan, those who mislead a stranger. They do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, I do not change. So you, children of Yaakov, are not consumed. From the days of your ancestors you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Yet you say, how should we return? Will a man rob God? For you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In the tithe and the offering you have been cursed with the curse, yet you keep robbing me, the whole nation. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, then there will be food in my house. Now test me in this, says the Lord of hosts. I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing for you until no one is without enough. I will rebuke the devouring pest for you, so it will not destroy the fruit of your land, nor will your vine be barren in the field. The Lord of hosts says, all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words against me are grievous, says the Lord. Yet you say, what did we say against you? You say serving God is worthless. Also, what good is that we kept his service or that we walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we're calling the proud blessed. Those who practice iniquity are built up. Indeed, they have tested God and escaped. Then those who revere the Lord spoke with each other. And the Lord took notice and heard, and a scroll of remembrance was written before him, for those who revere the Lord, even those who esteem his name. So they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day I make my own special possession. So I will spare them, as one spares his son serving him. Then you will return and distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace, when all the proud and every evildoer will become stubble. The day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, leaving them neither root nor branch. For you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise, with healing in its wings. Then you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. You will trample on the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet, in the day that I am making, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the Torah of Moshe my servant, whom I commanded at Horeb, statutes and ordinances for all Israel. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of fathers to the children, and the hearts of children to their fathers. Else I will come and strike the land with utter destruction. That was Malachi chapters 3 and 4. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in Jerusalem in his father's place. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem and imposed a fine on the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt made Eliakim his brother king over Yehuda and Jerusalem and changed his name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took Joahaz his brother and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon marched against him and bound him with bronze chains to take him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also took some of the vessels of the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his temple in Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, the detestable things he did, and all that was found against him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yehuda. Jehoiachin his son reigned in his place. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. At the turn of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and had him brought to Babylon, along with the precious articles from the house of the Lord, and made his brother, Zedekiah, king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath by God. He also stiffened his neck and hardened his heart, so as not to turn to the Lord, the God of Israel. Furthermore, all the leading Kohanim and the people became very unfaithful, following all the abominations of the nations. They defiled the house of the Lord, which they had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people, until there was no remedy. Therefore he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their temple. He had no pity on young man or virgin, elderly or infirm. He gave them all into his hand, all the vessels of the house of God, large and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, as well as the treasures of the king and his officers, were all brought to Babylon. They burnt the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burnt all the palaces with fire, and destroyed everything of value. He exiled to Babylon those who had escaped the sword, and they became slaves to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, in fulfillment of the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had paid back her Shabbat rests for as long as it lay desolate. The Shabbat rest was kept till 70 years were complete. Now in the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, fulfilling the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda. Whoever among you of all his people may go up, and may the Lord his God be with him." That was 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Our next and last portion for Friday is from the Apostles, and it is Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the city's street. On either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in the city, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Night shall be no more, and people will have no need for lamplight or sunlight, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they shall reign forever and ever. He said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. Behold, I am coming soon. How fortunate is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one hearing and seeing these things, and when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel showing me these things. But he tells me, 'See that you do not do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and your brothers, the prophets, and those keeping the words of this book. Worship God.' Then he tells me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do righteousness, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me, to pay back each one according to his deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. How fortunate are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify these things to you for my communities. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Ruach and the bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes freely take the water of life. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his share in the tree of life and the holy city, which are written in this book. The one giving testimony to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Yeshua. May the grace of the Lord Yeshua be with all. That was Revelation chapter 22, which was the last portion for Friday. If, however, you're reading through the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read Acts chapter 28. We're now moving on with the readings for Shabbat, October 10th. Which is the 22nd of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar and is known as the holiday of Shmini Atzeret. Here in Israel, this is also the holiday of Simchat Torah, which in the nations is celebrated tomorrow. The first Torah portion for today is Deuteronomy 16, verse 9 through 17. 7 weeks you are to count for yourself. From the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, you will begin to count 7 weeks. Then you will keep the Feast of Shavuot to the Lord your God with a measure of a freewill offering from your hand, which you are to give according to how the Lord your God blesses you. So you will rejoice before the Lord your God in the place the Lord your God chooses to make his name dwell. You, your son and daughter, slave and maid, Levite and outsider, orphan and widow in your midst, you will remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you are to take care and do these statutes. You are to keep the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days, after gathering in the produce from your threshing floor and winepress. So you will rejoice in your feast, you, your son and daughter, slave and maid, Levite and outsider, orphan and widow within your gates. 7 days you will feast to the Lord your God in the place he chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hand, and you will be completely filled with joy. 3 times a year all your males are to appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses at the Feast of Matzot, the Feast of Shavuot, and the Feast of Sukkot. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. The gift of each man's hand according to the blessing the Lord your God has given you. That was Deuteronomy 16, verse 9 through 17. Our next portion is Numbers 29, verse 35 through 40. Or if you have a Bible that follows the Hebrew verse counting, it would be Numbers 29, 35 through chapter 30 and verse 1. On the 8th day there shall be for you an assembly. You are to do no regular work. You are to offer to the Lord a burnt offering, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old without defect, and their grain and drink offerings, with the bull, ram, and lamb corresponding to their number, according to the regulations, and a goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, with its grain and drink offerings. You are to prepare these for the Lord at your Moedim in addition to your vow and freewill offerings, along with your burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offering, and fellowship offerings. So Moshe told Bnei Israel all that the Lord commanded Moshe. That was Numbers 29, 35 through 40. The Haftarah portion for this Shabbat is 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54, through chapter 9 and verse 1, Or if you have a Bible that follows the Hebrew verse counting, it's 1 Kings 8:54 through 66. When Shlomo finished praying this entire prayer and petition to the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread out toward heaven. Then he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Not a single word has failed of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moshe his servant. May the Lord God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us. May he incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways and to keep his mitzvot, his statutes and his ordinances, which he commanded our fathers. May these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near the Lord God day and night, so that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires. May all the peoples of the earth know that the Lord, he is God, there is no other. Let your heart, therefore, be wholly devoted to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as it is today. Now the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. Shlomo offered a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. On that same day the king consecrated the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered the burnt offering and the grain offering and the fat of the fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar that was before the Lord was too small to accommodate the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat of the fellowship offerings. So Solomon and all Israel with him celebrated the festival at that time, a great congregation from the entrance of Hamat to the Wadi of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days and then 7 more days, 14 days in all. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their tents joyful and glad of heart over all the goodness that the Lord had shown to his servant David and to his people Israel. That was 1 Kings 8:54 through 9:1, or 1 Kings 8:54 through 66. Our next and last portion for this week is John chapter 7, verse 53 through chapter 8 and verse 11. Then everyone went to his own house. But Yeshua went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn he came again into the temple. All the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The Torah scholars and Pharisees bring in a woman who had been caught in adultery. After putting her in the middle, they say to Yeshua, Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of committing adultery. In the Torah, Moshe commands us to stone such women. So what do you say? Now they were saying this to trap him, so that they would have grounds to accuse him. But Yeshua knelt down and started writing in the dirt with his finger. Then they kept asking him. He stood up and said, The sinless one among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. Then he knelt down again and continued writing on the ground. Now when they heard, they began to leave, one by one, the oldest ones first, until Yeshua was left alone with the woman in the middle. Straightening up, Yeshua said to her, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Yeshua said. Go and sin no more. That was John 7:53 through 8:11, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for this week. Thank you for listening, and I wish you a Chag Sameach and a joyous Simchat Torah celebration. I'm Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.